Hello, everybody. Welcome back here to MSC Sports Radio Network. You're listening to 103.9 KMZA. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Kirk Kilman back in studio, and something that probably has not been done here on too much too often on radio is a continuation game. We usually you play a game and it's over with, but that game was suspended last night, and here we pick up the final two innings here on Saturday at 10:11 a.m. here on the morning. The weather's starting to finally pick up here. I'm getting to finally 80 degrees this morning. The sun is shining, just partly cloudy. The wind is starting to blow a little out of the northwest now. But again, this is a continuation game. Hiawatha in Marysville Post 163. These two teams played yesterday at about 9:30 at night, and it was at 11 o'clock that there was a lightning strike, and then in a minute, lightning delay, and of course, well, 11 o'clock at night, hard to have those lightning delays when it keeps storming. So instead of just calling the game, they decided to continue it here today. So now we continue with Hiawatha up in the top of the sixth. Here, Hiawatha up to bat. Hiawatha, four runs, down by two, 6-4 to Marysville. And the first pitch here is way out behind Wishrip for ball one. Also, pitching adjustments for both teams. So starting lineups are the same as yesterday, except for pitchers. We have Jordan Miller coming in here for LeDuc. Next pitch also outside for ball two. Here's the third pitch. That one finds the zone, a changeup to hit for strike one. So a 2-1 count. Wishrip yesterday, and in this game, is 2-for-2. Always something you don't say a whole lot. Next pitch swung on and missed. So a 2-2 count now for Cooper Wishrip. Definitely don't say yesterday and also as well as today's game too very often. And the next pitch is low and away for ball three. Full count here against Cooper Wishrip. Jordan Miller, his first batter he faces, he fills the count up against him. Right now we're in the bottom of the order for Hiawatha. 7, 8, and 9. And the next pitch is swung on and missed by Wishrip. Gone down swing for the first out in the top of the sixth. New up to bat, Becker on deck. And in the hole, the number one in the order, Micah Oldham, who's 0-for-3 today. And Hiawatha Post 66 lineup, Oldham, Jackson, Lancaster, Grothwald, Diller, Jensen, Wishrip, Newell, and Becker. Next pitch swung on and missed for strike one here against Newell. Defensive lineup here for Marysville. Miller pitching, Ketter catching, Schreiber at first, Hager at second. Next pitch here on the way outside for ball one against Newell. Olsen at third, Anderson at short, Haefeli in left, Smith out in center, and Moser in right. Newell. Next pitch is way inside to his shoulder, but it actually hit him. So we'll take off with the hit by pitch. So again, Hiawatha trails by two here, 6-4. They had the lead at one point in this game. Marysville, they were able to take it in the bottom of the fifth with three runs up two hits. They were down 4-3, but they had that three-run rally. Here, runner on with one out. Becker pitch to him, gets outside for ball one. Gannon Becker last year in the first round against Marysville won the McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Next pitch here, and that one hit the zone for a strike call. 1-1 count now for Gannon Becker. Becker, even stance, high in the posture, a high raise in the bat, throw to first base, and Will is safe and slides back in time. Well, the third baseman with an even 6-foot lead off that first base bag. Swing and a miss now by Becker. He's down the count 1-2. Becker, he's 2-for-2 in this game with two singles. But he was left stranded on first in the second inning and got out on a 6-4-3 double play that was turned in the fourth. Next pitch out of the zone for ball two. And as well as to Gannon Becker, for Marysville, their defense has had two 6-4-3 double plays in this game. Back-to-back innings, the fourth and the fifth. Next pitch, this one hits the shoulder of Gannon Becker, and back-to-back hit by pitches. have allowed Hiawatha to have the tying run on first base and the go-ahead run at the plate. And Michael Oldham again trying to get his first hit of this game. He is 0-for-3 with two Ks and also ground out of the shortstop position, grounded into a inning-ending double play, 6-4-3. First pitch to him for strike one. Here collecting is Jordan Miller. Miller, a glance back at second. Now the delivery. Michael Oldham chips this one up in the air, and a great catch trying to get a double play off of it at second. But Newell remains safe. Oldham pops out to the center field for the out. So two down, runner on first and second. Hiawatha still with the tying run on. And Jacobson now to bat. Jacobson, he has reached base all three times. Two walks and a single. Lancaster's on the inner circle. Next pitch, way in a low. 4-1 on Jacobson. Cooper Jacobson, 370 average on the season. 900 OPS. Next pitch, low and away again. 2-0 count for Jacobson. Teetering the bat above the shoulder, and this one he holds off on a changeup, and that one puts in for strike one. A 2-1 count now on Jacobson. Lance back to second. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on left side. Will it go down the line? Oh, it is not fair. That was not fair by just a couple of inches. Man, that one was 3 inches away from being a 2 RBI potential single there by Jacobson. Two down, run on first and second, to 2-2 count for Jacobson still though. Next pitch, that one hit his hand. I think he drew it back just fast enough. But Jacobson is now on a full count. Jacobson on the full count here. Jordan Miller has worked now two full counts against batters. This is his first inning he has pitched. First one here, lined out to the shortstop. The throw is to first, and the play is made. Anderson to Schreiber to get the out to end the top of the sixth. 6-4 is the score. Marysville Post 163 leads, and they're going to try to add some insurance here in the bottom of the sixth on KNZA.
1974 was the year Howard Seed was formed. Today it is as strong as ever, with a different generation in charge. We still have the same goals in mind, to maximize the profitability of our customers. We sell varieties and hybrids tailored for each customer and each field. Leading technology with DeKalb corn and Hasgro soybeans. For more information, call Howard Seed. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, this is a continuation of a suspended game from last night due to lightning in the area. The game was suspended after the conclusion of the fifth inning. The score was 6-4. The score is still 6-4. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Marysville Post 163 up to bat. Lane the Wise of the eighth batter in the order coming up. Henry Ketter, the ninth, and we'll go back up to the top of the order to Grant Haefeli. So again, for Marysville, their starting lineup here still Haefeli, Anderson, Jordan Miller comes in for Gavin LeDuc. That's their only change. Smith, Olson, Moser, Schreiber, Loizzo, and Ketter, and Hager, the flex player, out at second. For the defensive lineup here for Hiawatha, it's the same except for a pitching change. It's Stephen Morgan at the mound, Lancaster behind home plate, catching Grapple at first, Jensen second, Noel at third, Becker at short, Jackson, Olden, and Diller left to right there in the outfield. Loizzo here in the box. Rounds the right corner nearest to the plate and takes a hard swing and a miss for strike one. Loizzo, the DH, is 0 for 1 in this game. Next pitch way out in the way for ball one. Loizzo reached off a walk and came around and scored after stealing second in the second inning of this game. Here's the next delivery, and that one's a little too far inside. Chest-high fastball for ball two. 2-1 count now on Loizzo. Collecting and setting is Stephen Morgan. Here's the next delivery. It's chopped on behind the back right leg of Loizzo for strike two. Both teams in the red tops. Hiawatha in the white bottoms with the black line, it's Marysville in the red tops and the black lines coming down the white pants with the black letters, or Hiawatha has the red tops and gray pants. Foul ball by Loizzo saves it at 2-2. Loizzo, yellow primary colored bat with a black underneath. Two batting gloves on, low choke on the bat, holds off on the next pitch from Loizzo, and here Loizzo is on the full count, 3-2. Again, Stephen Morgan getting on the bump here, taking over for Hageman. Hageman went 102 pitches last night, ending in five innings, and Loizzo takes this one all the way past the left wall, deep 340! Straight north of Fall City, and that one fell over the top of the fences. Lane Loizzo. The solo home run shot in our first home run shot of this Double-A state tourney. What a great shot by the who was a Frankfurt Wildcat graduate last spring. Definitely going to miss him this year when covering Frankfurt over on KMZA broadcast. Here, Ketter takes a swing, chops it foul, straight back for strike one. Speaking about Wildcat, Senator Ketter coming up here, ninth in the order for Marysville. His team has put up in built of quite a bit of Frankfurt players. Pitch out for ball one. 1-1 count for Ketter. Next one delivered into the dirt. Hits the white paint, chalks it up. Ball two. 2-1 count for Ketter. Ketter stepping back in the box. 3/4 of the way in the green-teal bat, black undertone, and now he holds back on the next pitch for ball three. 3-1 count now on Ketter. Ninth batter in the order, Hayfley up next. Going back up to the top of the lineup, Anderson in the hole. Here's the next delivery by Stephen Morgan, and it clips the outside corner for strike two. Back-to-back batters, Stephen Morgan has had players with full counts. Ketter on the full count takes the high-rise fastball and will take the walk to first. So runner on first, no outs. Marysville's extended their lead here, 7-4 over Hiawatha. Marysville will not have to bat in the bottom of the seventh. Hiawatha is not able to at least tie. So back up to the top of the order for Marysville, to Hayfley. Anderson on the on-deck circle. Bunt is shown. It's up in the air, making the diving attempt for it, but could not make it. There's a well-placed bunt by Hayfley. It goes down as a single, and Ketter is the second. No outs. Runners on first and second. Marysville looking to put on insurance. Wes Anderson here now to bat. Anderson, star quarterback entering his senior year down at Frankfurt. One of the best passers here overall in the state of Kansas. First pitch delivered to him. It gets popped up straight in the air. It is playable here by Stephen Morgan. He's on the right line, but he drops it. But there is the infield fly rule, so that will get the out regardless. So now, coming up are the at-bat, Jordan Miller and Ty Smith on deck. This will be Miller's first at-bat of this game. He comes in for Gavin LeDuc, who had reached twice in yesterday's first part of this game. First pitch to him is high and away for ball one. We're on first, second, one down. We're on the bottom of the sixth. Here's the delivery, and that one a breaking ball that hits the zone for strike one. 1-1 count on Miller. Miller stepping out, back into the box. It's a half swing for practice one. Now shows bunt, but while there's a bunt shown, there is a player that's stuck in a jam right now between second and third, looking to get the tag out. And is the tag applied? The ball is touched on the back of Henry Ketter. So Ketter will be tagged out between the bases of second to third. And during that commotion, Hanfley is able to get to second. So a mental error there by Marysville on Ketter, trying to take off with his steal. He gets caught and tagged there by Becker. 1-1 count here against Jordan Miller. Two down now with a runner on second. Next pitch, in for strike two. One-two count, trying to get out of the inning with just one run given up, and that's a high fastball that is swung on and missed by Jordan Miller to get the final out of the sixth inning. So one run comes up after a solo shot home run by Lane Loizzo. That's the only run that comes through for some insurance here by Marysville Post, 163. Hiawatha is down 7-4. They need three runs to tie in the top of the seventh to at least force Marysville to bat in the bottom. You're listening to KNZA. We're back here in just a moment.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crit and Profit here. Kirk Kilman back in studio. Here we enter the top of the seventh inning. Hiawatha down 7-4. And they need three runs here to tie this game to force Marysville to bat in the bottom of the seventh. Coming up, Lancaster, Grathwell, and Diller all here for Hiawatha. Time is called. Batter steps back into the box. That's Lancaster, the catcher here for Hiawatha. First pitch delivered to him is low and out for ball one. And three runs are needed for Hiawatha. If they lose this game, they will immediately play right after and will stay on KMZA. Next pitch delivered for strike one. As I mentioned, if Hiawatha does fall, they'll play Norton as it continued after this game. The hit is directly to the pitcher in Miller, and the play is made to first. So ground out to Miller up on the bump, and one up and one down for Hiawatha Post 66, and they are just now down to their final two outs. Again, Hiawatha last year, dominant season four, went all the way to the championship round against Iola and fell. Here they are showing here against Marysville, team that they beat last year in the first round. Dominantly, mind you, 21-11. First pitch to be 6-4 is what they want. I was thinking of a different matchup there, but again, dominant game there for them last year. 1-1 count. This one rocketed, lifted out into center field, backtracking for it and making the snag on Grathwall was Smith. And now just one out away, and Marysville moves on to play Garnett at 1 o'clock. And Hiawatha will play Norton upcoming. Again, if Hiawatha loses this, they'll play Norton in about 20 or 30 or so minutes. We'll keep things here. We'll send it back to the studio for a little bit, and then we'll come back. Again, Hiawatha still with the chance, though, but they're two down. With three runs needed to tie here in the top of the seventh. It's Giller up to bat. He's 0 for 2. He's reached base once via the error. Mike Jensen is up to bat, or on deck, excuse me, and Wishrip is in the hole. Diller standing straight up, now slouches a stance here. First pitch to him, a swung on and missed by Diller for strike one. 1-1 count now on Diller. Diller taking the bat behind his shoulder. Next pitch, fastball that hits that exact corner that Diller swung on and missed. And now it is an 0-2 count. It comes down all to this. And now a conversation up on the bump. That is Miller. So, again, they might actually take Miller out of this contest because they want to save him for tomorrow. He's apparently reached 30 pitches, and that will be the case. So, despite having what could potentially be the game-winning out here on the 0-2, he gets taken out because, again, you want to conserve a great arm like Miller for another game. So, we're going to have a pitching change here. We're going to step aside real quick. We'll be right back here. What could potentially be the final out of this contest. It's 7-4. Hiawatha needs three runs here to tie. We are here in the top of the seventh inning. Hiawatha here to bat.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, we return here getting the pitching change. It'll be Paxton Vogt who will come up into this relief and to close the game. He could get out of here with just one pitch here against Mike Jensen. Jensen's on the 0-2 count. Again, Jordan Miller was just taken out. Diller's here, Diller's off the bat. I take your Hiawatha. Mike Jensen is on deck with Cooper Wishrip in the hole. So yes, Diller is here on the 0-2 count, the righty, you're facing the righty pitcher in Boats. Vogt. Potentially just one pitch here to end this game and get the win for Marysville. First pitch is low and away for ball one against Diller. And this is the move on to the 1 o'clock game to face Garnett. Next pitch, low as well. Vogt just needing to secure one out here and not give up a three-run lead at the top of the seventh inning to secure this win. The windup, the delivery, just outside of the far corner of the batter again. And now it's a full count. It was worked 0-2 by Miller. It was set up perfectly for the alley-oop by Vogt, but he has not been able to secure it. The full count. Here's the delivery. It's up in the air, out to center field, and here is the ball game. Cy Smith with the collection, and Hiawatha falls 7-4 after just 6.5 innings, not able to tie it in the top of the seventh. Hiawatha will now play Norton. We'll have that game in about 20, 25, 30-ish minutes. So we're going to take a quick about 10, 15-minute break. We'll send it back to the studio. We'll come right back, and we'll have the coverage from 103.9 KNZ. Before that, let's take a quick break and then do the recap of this game. So we'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll recap this one, and then we'll send it back.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, for a free insurance review.
Hi, this is Ken Glennon, Community Bank President of GN Bank. We're customer-centered, invested in our communities, and committed to providing the highest quality financial services in a friendly, personal way. Please join us for our free Community Appreciation Dinner in Holton on Friday, August 1st, in conjunction with Cruise Night. Don't miss our Community Appreciation Dinner on Friday, August 1st, from 5:30 to 7 on the Jackson County Courthouse lawn. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, Store Director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back for our recap here. The Hiawatha Post 66 and Marysville Post 163 game, a game that took 2 days to do here. Expanded through about 15 hours to get this one fully completed again. The first five innings was played yesterday. It ended at 11 o'clock due to a lightning strike in the area. And if you know sporting events, when lightning's in the air, yet for the safety concern of the players, you have to delay. Of course, it's already 11 o'clock at night, so they decided to put a suspension on the game, pick it up here. They picked it up at 10 a.m., so game, the second part here only lasting about 26 minutes or so. Marysville Post 163, able to get the cleanup. They added one run of insurance with the home run from Lane Loizo after having the 6-4 lead coming back from last night. So the game finalizes at 7-4. Hiawatha falls. They will now play Norton upcoming here. Again, we'll have that coverage also on 3.9 KNZA. Some finals here from today. Again, Marysville, 7 runs off 8 hits, 2 errors, and leaving 5 on base. For Hiawatha in this game, 4 runs off 7 hits, 1 error, and 7 left on base. The winning pitcher of the game goes to Marysville Post 163. LeDuc, who went 5 innings, allowed 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Hiawatha went 2 of 7 runners in scoring position. Marysville went 1 of 7 during the game. Our Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game goes to a Hiawatha player here. Cooper Wishrup, designated hitter. He had a ribby as well as 2 runs scored in this game. He had a single and a double. Again, he had those 2 runs that came through and scored. He was the designated hitter here for Hiawatha Post 66. Again, last time, thank you to all of our sponsors of this game, Citizens Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company, restaurant and sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And Kind CS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And, of course, I'm Ronald in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, Donju Cooper Wishrup. So, again, Hiawatha is now going to play Norton. We'll be back here. We'll send to the station. We'll recollect and get going here for a pregame about 15 or so minutes. And then as well as Marysville, we'll move on to the 1 o'clock game later today against Garnett. By the way, the loser of that game will play Seneca at 6 o'clock, which we will have also here on 103.9 KNZA. So again, stay tuned. Plenty of more games coming, lots of more baseball action here from Noble Park in Hiawatha, Kansas, for the Class BAA State Tournament, again, down here at Hiawatha. From Crittenden, from Kurt, we're back here in just a few.